So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It is Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well. So, bright breezy Monday morning. It's a little bit warm this morning, actually, which is really nice. I've got bags under my eyes. I look dreadful. I've got really puffy eyes. And it's because this weekend, wifey was away on a training course on the Saturday. And when she came home Saturday, and then we had dinner. And then on Sunday, she went back to the training course all the way in Valencia, which is about an hour away. And I was in charge of the four-year-old. Now, just to clarify, nobody is truly ever in charge of a four-year-old. They are completely in charge of themselves. I just have to make sure she doesn't injure herself or something. That's the ability of my parenting skills. So, anyway, me and the little one, we had a great time. Got a video coming out later on today with just some of the highlights. We went shell picking on the beach in the morning with the waves coming in, the paddle surfers, the people jumping out of planes with parachutes on. People walking the dogs on the beach. It was very warm. Later on that day, people sunbathing, so it's very nice, very warm. But a really, truly great weekend spent with just me and the little one. Really good time to bond and that kind of thing. So really enjoyed it. But I am paying for it today with bags under my eyes. So very tempting after the bits of bats that I've got to do this morning to go to bed and just catch up. But we're not going to do that. So in this podcast, I want to talk to you about cold traffic. So cold traffic never buys, right? Like, that's one of the sayings that we have. And well, what do we mean? What's cold traffic? So, and who are they not buying from? And from where, right? So this is about website traffic, and it's about people who you run an advert to. And I just saw a thread this morning. Someone's running an advert, and I sent the advert back to the homepage of their business, and it's not working for them. I can't work out why. They've had 237 visits, so spent an awful lot of money. And they've had zero conversions. And the reason for this, folks, is because it's cold traffic. Most of the time, people are sending an advert out to buy my stuff. Like, it depends on the product as well, by the way. You know, if it's like Yankee candles and it's a £30 candle for a fiver, you can sell them off the advert, right? To some extent, you'll have some success doing that. There's not a lot of margin in that, obviously. And by the time you've run all your ads and you've got your conversions, you're going to be down on money. But actually, that might work in your favor if there's an upsell onto something bigger. And most people don't upsell anyway. They just sell a £5 Yankee candle, make a loss. Yeah, they sold 100, but now they're bankrupt, right? So, like, if this is you, you need to have an upsell in place. But people generally don't buy from cold traffic. People want to get to know the person. They want to get to hear them. They want to get to listen to them and watch them. They want to see their images going out. They want to get into their brain, find out what makes them tick. So if I'm a personal trainer and I run an advert to Bob and he's never seen me before, Bob's not going to buy, right? But what Bob might do is Bob might go, yeah, I'll download his PDF guide, his two-page PDF, how to lose, oh my gosh, I weighed myself this morning. Oh my goodness me. I've put 5 kilos on in the last 2 months. Grief is a wonderful weight gaining thing. So we won't go too much into that. So anyway, so if you're a weight loss guy and you're running weight loss ads, like Bob, who needs to lose weight, he's not going to sign up with a £400 event. It's just like it might happen, but it's quite rare. What you're best doing is getting Bob to download your free PDF where it's got a video thank you page. Because when you've got like a video thank you page, it's knocking down barriers. Think about this. Think about all the barriers that somebody has to actually making a purchase. And then start thinking about methodically knocking down each of those barriers. So Jordan Belfort in his Straight Line Persuasion, he's got it down really well. He will say, it comes down to three things, okay? Does the person trust the company? Does the person trust the product? And does the person trust the person? And if it's a no to one of those three, you ain't closing them, right? So your job is to build up as much trust as possible that you can actually help the person with whatever problem that is. Cold traffic don't trust you because they don't know who you are. So how do we warm up cold traffic? Well, the first thing is if you're running a cold advert, you don't want to say, come and buy my stuff, because they ain't going to be buying your stuff. What you want to be doing is saying, come and download my free video series, podcast series, ebook, audio book. Ebooks are crap, by the way. Like every man and his dog, my dog's probably got an ebook. Do you know what I mean? Maybe I should just create an ebook, like a joke ebook, and then I can say my dog's even got an ebook. Maybe I should do that. So you've got to start warming people up. Like, but this is marketing 101. Like, this is always marketing 101. Why do you think you see a Coke advert all these different times, and a Pepsi advert, and all sorts of different types of Pepsi and Coke adverts? They don't just stick with one advert and keep it the same for the next 10 years. They come up with new stuff all the time. And it's because they're constantly warming us up, trying to make us have a good feeling about it. Those Halifax adverts are all warm and fuzzy adverts until we start repossessing people's houses. I hate the Halifax adverts. All nice and cuddly and, yeah, 25 quid for being 5 pence overdrawn. I don't think so. Do you know what I mean? That's not very warm and cuddly. So they get you by the balls, and then once they've got you, that's it. They can screw you over. So my thoughts are not great on banks. So cold traffic isn't going to do it. You've got to start warming that traffic up. Having a video series where it goes video 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then a product at the end is a warm-up sequence, right? So depending on what product it is that you're selling or service, you need to have some form of warm-up service. And people wonder why we put out so much content. We put out a lot of video. We put out a lot of images. We put out lifestyle videos, which is me going to the beach. We've got that being done this morning, as it happens, by our video guys, just editing that, put it to music, make it look a bit lifestyle-y. And we put those out because that's a video that will help build trust into Dan's a family man. He goes to the beach with his dog. That looks really awesome. That's the kind of life I want to have. Let me give Dan some money so that he can help me get the life that I want, i.e. through the content stacking stuff that we do. So all of that is a warm-up sequence. This right now is a warm-up sequence. You're listening to me right now. We're 6.5 minutes into the podcast. And if you're still listening to this, you're either agreeing with me or you're disagreeing with me. And we're polarizing people, so we're either going to love us or hate us. And I always use this line. Grant Cardone said it. He said, if you can make 50% of people hate you and 50% of people love you, hell, you could be president one day. So you want to polarize people to some extent, but ideally you want to be moving people towards liking you, knowing you, trusting you, building rapport, warming them up to you, all of that kind of thing. So if you're wondering why we put out so much content, it's because we know that, first of all, it's not instant, by the way. But eventually, at some point, that person is going to come through and they might have a conversation. They already know what the product offering is. They already know who I am. So when we talk about Jordan's straight line persuasion, do they like the product? Yes. Do they like the company? Yes. Do they like the person selling the product? Yes. So then those three things are ticked off. There's some other things that you need in there as well. Will the product do what I need the product to do, et cetera, et cetera. So it's about warming people up and moving them down this line so that eventually at some point they decide to buy. Now, this is the biggest mistake, two big mistakes that I see people make. Number one, they start running adverts on Facebook back to the homepage. No warm-up sequence. It's dead. Number two, they sign up for us to create content. They do it for a month and then they cancel because they've not had the results that they thought they were going to have. And it's like, that's like me losing those 5 kilograms, signing up with a coach for a month, and then because I've not lost the whole 5, I go, no, it's not working. That's just crazy. It doesn't make any sense. So we're very lucky because our retention levels are very high on the content, because what tends to happen is people see it and then they go and they look at the stats, because we get a monthly stat every month, like a monthly report, and go, oh, wow. And they can see the increases coming in, the increase in traffic and increase on the amount of time that people spend on site and all of that kind of thing. So if you're running cold adverts, it's okay to run cold adverts, but you've got to change where you're running them to. You've got to run them over to a warm-up sequence, download a PDF, so people get into your circle of influence, if you like, and can be influenced by you. If you're just saying, buy my stuff, and then your advert's gone, they're not being influenced whatsoever. They're going, no, I don't know this guy, so off they go. And they'll go on to the next guy who has got a warm-up sequence, and then they get to know, like, and trust that person, and then they buy, right? But then you've got to think about what's the sales cycle. So here's where they're going, oh, there's an advert for weight loss. Yeah, I should probably lose some weight. And here is when they sign up. How long is that period? Like, that might be 4 weeks. That might be 8 weeks. It might be 3 years. We always talk about the guy that signed up, didn't like anything, didn't comment on anything, wasn't my friend on Facebook. I didn't know anything about this guy, and then he paid $5,000. So that sales cycle right there was about 2.5 years. So if you're not getting an instant sales cycle right now, that's okay. It can take a bit of time. But that's just one individual person. There's always other people from, oh, my gosh, I need that. I'm going to buy, which are not as many, okay, maybe 5% maybe, to and then what we call greens, and then you've got the amber, and the amber's maybe 20-25%, and after a certain amount of time, they will then buy, and we don't know how long that period is. You might have a general idea, but if you've been putting content out for 5 years and they've been your Facebook friend for 5 years, how is that a 5-year cycle, or like that's really hard to work out. And then you've got the reds, who are the other 70%, who ain't ever going to buy and just comment nasty things, or don't comment at all, but are just not interested. Not that they're commenting nasty things, they're just not interested. They just don't want to buy for whatever reason. They're just not into it. So you've only got 30% out of the whole 100% anyway, and only 5% of the total amount is going to be people who agree and are going to go, yeah, I want to buy now. For the other people, you're going to have a warm-up sequence. So if your marketing's not working right now, you need to start implementing some sort of warm-up sequence. All right, that will do this for today. Got a very busy day today, so I hope you enjoyed that one, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow in tomorrow's podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Have a great day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.